Good morning. Clouds and showers from yesterday and last night on their way out along the eastern seaboard with a front as it tracks out over the open Atlantic. The front, though, will not push too far to the south. It'll stall out over New Jersey and southern Pennsylvania. A wave of low pressure will travel along the front and bring clouds and showers back into the region starting late tonight and into the day tomorrow. So behind yesterday's system, we'll have a return to sunshine today, a northwest breeze to dry things out, and a pleasant afternoon with highs reaching on average into the lower and middle 60s. As that wave of low pressure approaches tonight, clouds will move back in, and showers developing into a steadier rain will move in after midnight and toward tomorrow morning. It'll stay dry across the northern tier of New York, the Champlain Valley, and northern Vermont as the system tracks off to the south. Temperatures tonight will drop back into the 40s to around 50. Everyone will have a steady, light rain developing during the morning tomorrow, perhaps moderate to even heavy bursts at times through the day as that wave of low pressure tracks off south of Long Island. With the clouds and wet weather, temperatures will be on the cool side and it will be damp with temperatures in the upper 50s for afternoon highs. At the same time, a deep trough of low pressure will be diving in from southern Canada and take hold of our weather over the weekend. This will provide us with mostly cloudy skies for both Saturday and Sunday, but only spotty light rain showers from time to time, nothing too steady or heavy for the weekend as high temperatures bounce back into the mid-60s. That trough will linger into early next week with scattered showers on Monday in the middle 60s before we dry out with more in the way of sunshine mixed with clouds on Tuesday and Wednesday and highs pushing into the upper 60s and lower 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms this afternoon and evening across parts of the south central high plains. Moist, southeasterly low-level upslope flow beneath air that cools sharply with height in the mid-levels is expected to contribute to sufficient destabilization for strong to severe thunderstorm development this afternoon. Although model guidance indicates that lower to mid-tropospheric flow will be relatively weak, veering to modestly strong westerlies at the mid and upper levels of the atmosphere across and to the lee of the central Rockies should result in strong deep layer shear supportive of isolated supercells and a couple of organized storm clusters, primarily with a severe wind and hail threat. Also, river flooding continues for portions of south-central Alaska. A flood warning remains in effect for western Prince William Sound, including Lake Kenai, as well as portions of the Kenai River through Sunday afternoon. And Tropical Storm Nadine continues to spin across the central and eastern Atlantic. Nadine is located about 680 miles south-southwest of the Azores and is moving toward the southwest near 6. Maximum sustained winds have increased now to near 60 miles per hour with higher gusts. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at Hawarden, United Kingdom, at 12:50 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Huntington, West Virginia, at 8:01 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 15 miles visibility, cloudy skies, and 30 degrees with a northwest wind at 51 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy with light snow and 27 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 55 degrees, the dew point 52, 90% relative humidity, a north wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.13 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 107 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 21 at Fauston, Minnesota. For those traveling throughout the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with showers in the mid-70s, Boston increasing sunshine in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo sunny with highs in the mid-60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 68 degrees, the low 58, the average temperature 63, that's 5 degrees above normal. 18 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday for the month now 4.79 inches, that's 1.97 inches above normal. And 27.75 inches for the year, which is 1.22 inches of precipitation below normal. There were two heating degree days in Albany yesterday, for the month now 89, and for the season 91. The average high temperature in Albany today 68 degrees, the average low 47. The record high 84 set in 1920 and in 1998, and the record low 24 in 1947. Sunrise this morning was at 6:48 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:43 p.m. 11 hours and 55 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and seasonably cool today, with highs in the lower to mid-60s, though staying in the 50s in the mountains. Clear early, then increasing clouds tonight, with lows in the lower to mid-40s and the 30s in the mountains. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy today with scattered showers closer to the coast, highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. Increasing clouds with showers moving back in tonight, areas of fog with lows near 50. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing sunshine and seasonably cool today with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Increasing clouds with showers moving back in late tonight with areas of fog, lows in the lower to mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, becoming partly sunny today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Increasing clouds with showers moving back in tonight, also areas of fog with lows near 50. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Increasing sunshine and seasonably cool today with highs in the mid-60s. Increasing clouds with showers moving back in late tonight with areas of fog, lows will be near 50. Region-wide for tomorrow, rain and cool in the 50s for highs. Saturday, mostly cloudy with scattered showers in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers on Sunday and Monday with highs in the mid to upper 60s. And a mix of sun and clouds Tuesday and Wednesday, with highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.